Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
Liam, I suppose a disappointing result, but the girls worked very, very hard there today.
Yeah, absolutely delighted with the performance. We know Shelburne are a top team. I think from last week as well, we talked a little about that performance. We've gone through, you know, analysis on how we played last week, what we were happy with there. I thought the structure last week was excellent, defensively really solid, but we did feel we could play a little bit more football when we did win the ball back. I think we definitely saw that today at times. Some of the football the girls played was outstanding at times. Disappointing with the goals, you know, we have an issue, we know we have an issue with corners. But to be fair to the girls, like the honesty, the attitude, I mean, I've only been in now for the last 2 weeks, but it's opened up my eyes a little bit in terms of what we have and how hard they work and everything like that. So overall today, very happy with them. I think they were delighted with themselves. Disappointed to lose, obviously. We need to start changing that. I think next week is another good opportunity to start building on turning very good performances into results. But look, as I said, I couldn't be prouder of how they played.
You go in at half-time score, it's an excellent defensive shift by the girls. I mean, like, Shelburne had a lot of possession, as you'd expect, but didn't really create too many chances in the first half.
Yeah, look, again, I think it's just that's the structure we're trying to build into the team. The first thing we need is that work rate, that fighting for each other, that will, the desire to kind of, even if it's not your job to fill in, you see the problem, you fill it in. And I think they're starting to get that. I think the fitness levels from the energy that they're using, the fitness is going to get better. I think today they were even fitter again than they were last week. And we worked hard all week as well in training. And as I said, I think it's a positive display. I know people will see the result and think it's another defeat. But as I said, just being in and around it now, I can see where we need to improve. I can see what we have and how great they all are. And it's how, I suppose, in my new role now, I can help develop things going forward.
And the heads didn't drop at all. I mean, like, the girls kept going and going and going.
Yeah, listen, it could have been easy with 15 minutes to go to just let the standards drop in terms of work rate. And it could have got to 4-5, but we weren't going to let that happen today. It was the same last week as well. You know, they stuck at it all the way through to 92 minutes. And I think, as I said, we'll have teams probably on the closest side of the division that we'll be playing soon. And I think from today, the girls can take that performance to go. We have every reason where we think we can start picking up points.
We nearly got a goal there as well with Cleanest thunderbolt off the bar.
Yeah, Clean, what a strike. We were looking at VAR there at the end, but they weren't giving it. But look, delighted. As I said, that was a real positive too, the great strike. But overall, couldn't be proud of all of them.
And for yourself, the new role, obviously, it's a lot more work, but I suppose a big overlap with the previous role in the director of the academy.
Yeah, look, it's the whole picture now. I suppose it's an honour, first of all, to be asked to fill in and to do the role. So look, I'm really looking forward to it. And it's important that we see the whole club and understand where we need to develop things in each section of the club. At the moment, obviously, I'm heavily involved with the women's side of things, and it's brilliant to be a part of it and understand it a little bit more. But from the big picture, it's an exciting role. You know, sometimes you can see things like that and go, we can all give out about what we're not doing. And then when you get the opportunity, like I have got, it's a real opportunity for me to hopefully improve the whole structures within the club.
And as we all know, the potential is just massive here at Cork.
Yeah, look, throughout the club, in every department of the club, it's about, you know, how much more can we develop things. Structure-wise, with the first team, men's, women's, long-term planning, strategy, all that kind of stuff, which, you know, I suppose if you look at the last couple of years in terms of, from the men's point of view, up and down, not good enough. We all know that. And from the women's point of view, you know, probably the results haven't been great. And how do we do something about that? And I'm very conscious at the moment. I look at how honest and how hard the girls work. We need to help them. So, as I said, I'm having conversations in the background about how we do that, how we improve things off the pitch, but also on the pitch. And recruitment and things like that is going to be very important as well come the summer. So, as I said, it's exciting for me. Yeah. And I know myself and Dermot and Anil, there's a lot of conversations we're having, but at the same time, I think they value my opinion.
Yeah. And just on the managerial side, I'd imagine the hunt for a new manager is on, but are you going to be in the job short, medium term, or how do you see it going?
Look, the important thing for me is that we get the right people to come in and to run the women's team. It won't be just a throwaway person just because it's easy. It needs to be right. It needs to be a long-term plan as well. But to do that, then obviously a manager coming in has to have his eyes open of where we're at right now and obviously having the conversation about how we make things better. And as I said, again, that's part of my role.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers.
The Big Red Bench.
Game on.
Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.